Mr. Rennie's got advice to fix up your home. Oh, gee, that's nice. So you don't have to feel like you're on your own. Just listen and learn and then pick up the phone.
790 AM, 94.1 FM, KFJO.com, the KFJO mobile app. Follow 790 KFJO on Twitter. Like the KFJO Morning Crew on Facebook.
Lars Knobloch of Nordic Companies joining us now on the KFGO Morning Crew. We're going to be talking about radon with him, but he also takes your calls. Good morning to you, Lars.
Good morning.
We already have somebody waiting to answer you, ask you a question this morning, if that's okay.
That is great. Yeah, go for it.
And folks, if you want to call in and ask Lars a question, it's 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Good morning, John. You're on with Lars.
Hey, Lars, I had a question for you. I recently moved like a sectional couch, and in the corner of the wall there, I had noticed there's some like mold forming on the paint when I moved this couch or rearranged, and it seemed to all wipe off, but it doesn't seem like there's water coming from the roof. I have a basement, so there's not water coming in, and steel siding, I mean, where could this moisture be getting behind in the corner like that, or is it just cold air leaking through the walls or something?
So let me ask you a couple of questions. Did you just recently redo the siding on your house?
No, I don't think so. I guess I purchased this house a couple of years ago, but it seems that siding's been there a while. It's kind of chipped up, I guess, in one part of it.
Okay, so the reason that you're seeing mold on your wall behind your couch is because it's condensing there, and it doesn't necessarily mean that there's cold air coming through. It may mean that the humidity in your house is too high. And if you're storing, like, in a closet too, if you have a closet that has an exterior wall and you're packing that closet full of stuff, you're preventing any air circulation along the wall. And if the humidity is too high, you will see that it will condense there. And it's very common to find mold in closets or on exterior walls where you put stuff up against it if the humidity is too high. So you see like a lot of condensation on your windows when it gets really cold?
Yep. There's a big picture window kind of there, so yeah.
Yeah, so that is another indication that the humidity in your house is too high compared to the outdoor temperature. So the colder it is outside, the drier you'll have to keep it inside.
So if he would run a dehumidifier then, Lars, would that work?
A dehumidifier may work, although it depends on how much moisture that gets into the house every day. It's important to run exhaust fans in kitchen and bathroom if you have that. How old is the house?
I think part of it is too that one of my wall vents that kind of got covered up from that, and I'm thinking that might have caused it. I'm not sure if that was it's forced air, so I'm not sure if it was the air coming into the room there was kind of blocking that. Now that you've mentioned that, I'm thinking that could have been what was causing it then.
It has to do with the too high humidity compared to the outside.
Okay, John, we're going to let you go there because we have another call. We have Austin on the line. Austin, you have a question for Lars. Go ahead.
Okay, they say for your ceiling fan, your fans, directions, heat up, cool down. Is that the normal rule of thumb for that?
Yeah, you want to create an updraft so that the ceiling fan is pulling air from the floor and up to the ceiling. That way, the hot air that's rising and sits in the ceiling will then be forced back down again, and that will make the room feel warmer.
Here's my question. What if my heat is coming from the ceiling? The vents are in the ceiling because it's a slab-on-grade home.
If your heat is coming from the ceiling, it will help forcing that hot air down to the level where you are at.
Run my fans in reverse then? Heat up, cool down, same thing applies there?
Yep, I would say so.
Okay, Austin, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Lars Knobloch, Nordic Companies, joining us here on the KFGO Morning Crew.
Lars, we want to get to a very important topic and get your insight on radon.
Yes, and this is actually a big problem for our area. Radon comes from the natural decay of uranium that we have in the soil, and we have a lot of clay in our soil, and clay soil is known to have high levels of uranium. EPA recommend to take action and install a radon reduction system if the radon is 4.0 or higher. Every year, we do about 350 to 400 radon tests, and the average of all the tests, all the tests we do, comes back between 6 and 8. And about 60% of all the tests we do come back about 4, which is an indication that approximately 60% of single-family homes in our area have high radon.
Is it an expensive fix if you do have high radon in your home, Lars?
You can have a radon mitigation system installed. It's fairly easy to do, although it's important to do it right. So I would highly recommend to hire someone professional to do it. But the cost is typically between $1,200 and $1,400 on a typical single-family home. And with all that said, we find high radon in all types of homes. There are myths out there like there's no high radon in slab on grade because there's no basement. But we have found many houses, slab on grade structures with high radon, half basements, full basements, split levels. It doesn't really matter. It still can be high. And it doesn't necessarily matter either what neighborhood you're in, because there's this myth like, oh, my neighbor tested low, so now my house is going to be low as well. So we're not really worried about it. I can give you one example from last year. We tested 3 houses on the same street in Moorhead. All houses were within a 2-minute walk from each other. We tested them the same week. One came back 3.8. The other one was 7.4. Mm. And the last one was 20.1.
Wow.
So there's a lot of times no rhyme or reason. The only way you can find out what your number is to test for it. So that's the question. What is your number?
And Lars, radon, what if we don't remedy the situation? Can lead to health issues or what?
So radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer after smoking. Ooh. And EPA estimates that about 15,000 people die associated with lung cancer from radon. And there's they have also developed this risk chart. So if your radon is 4.0, or if you have 1,000 people exposed to 4.0 picocuries per liter of radon, then about 7 people could die from lung cancer, which is the same risk as dying in a car.
Lars, excellent information. Jeanette had a question. We'll get Jeanette. You can call back next Tuesday because Lars Knobloch with Nordic Companies joins us each and every week at this time. Or folks, give him a call and get set up, get scheduled with Lars.
You can actually call 701-566-1446.
Thank you, Lars. We appreciate your time, and we'll catch you again next week, okay?
Sounds great.
That's Lars Knobloch of Nordic Companies. Again, he'll be joining us every Tuesday at 6:40 to take your questions.
He knows what he's talking about,
and
folks.
And also talk about the various house fix-it issues.